Jack Armstrong,
the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shell our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Want a lift today, Mr. McCormick?
What do you mean, Larry?
Well, I thought you might like a little help on the announcement.
Well, that's a great idea, Larry. But say, let's make the job hard today, shall we?
Huh? Oh, okay by me.
All right. Now, you go ahead and you tell the friends of Jack Armstrong about a certain breakfast dish without even mentioning its name. I'll bet you a bowl of... Boy, I almost said it myself. I'll bet you a bowl of that certain breakfast dish you can't do it.
You're on, Mr. McCormick. Here we go. Well, this breakfast dish tastes better than any other one I've ever found. It's got an extra super special flavor that makes it a big favorite with just about everyone who's ever tried it. But personally, I like it best with milk or cream and topped off with thick, round slices of banana. Man, those crisp, crunchy flakes really are swell.
Just about slipped that time, Larry.
Yeah, that was close. Well, for another thing, those famous whole wheat flakes are mighty nourishing. They give you all the important nourishment of real whole wheat. And from what I hear, whole wheat is packed with a lot of good nourishment.
Yes, you're doing very fine, Larry. Keep it up.
Well, another thing I know Jack Armstrong's friends will be glad to hear is that this certain breakfast dish is a year-round training favorite of hundreds of great athletes. And believe me, that's a plenty swell recommendation for any breakfast dish. But I guess the best way to find out about this breakfast... I didn't say it. This breakfast dish is to try it yourself. And then you'll know what I mean when I say it's tops any way you look at it. Well, I guess that's it, Mr. McCormick.
And I guess you won the bet, Larry. I'll pay you off with a big bowl of those you-know-whats in the restaurant right after the broadcast. By the way, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Huh? Well, same as always. A breakfast of champions, Wheaties with...
I got you that time. And by the way, I think you can pay me off with a real breakfast of champions. I'm going to have your favorite, Wheaties with milk and sliced bananas.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
The black shadows of night shroud the hill near Hudson, which contains the electrical laboratory where Uncle Jim is conducting his secret experiments in atomic power. Jack Armstrong and Billy and Betty are about to enter the underground laboratory to meet Uncle Jim in his office and to await the appearance of Blackbeard, Flint, and Dirk. They think that Blackbeard and Dirk are going to break into Uncle Jim's office tonight, and they know that Uncle Jim is ready to greet the midnight prowlers. Listen.
What was that, Jack?
Just a hoot owl, Betty.
Oh, I guess I'm too nervous. But it's so dark, and I know it's going to be spooky inside this hill.
Jumping crickets, Betty. If you're nervous now, how will you be while we're waiting for Blackbeard and Dirk?
I don't know, Billy. I'll try and keep my nerve up.
Well, you'll feel better when we're with Uncle Jim, Betty. Here, let me unlock the door to the hill.
Oh, it is dark inside, Jack, and spooky, too.
There's a light under Uncle Jim's door, Betty. I'll go first down the hall. You follow. Say, Jack, you don't suppose there's any chance of our being too late? Suppose Blackbeard and Dirk have already come?
Not a chance, Billy. They'll wait a good while after the laboratory's closed. And it's never closed until nearly midnight.
Oh, I'm glad Uncle Jim has his light on, Jack. I was afraid he mightn't be here.
Where will I knock?
He doesn't answer, Jack. You don't suppose anything has happened?
We'll see.
Don't get nervous, Betty. He told us to wait for him if he wasn't here. He's probably somewhere else in the laboratory. We'll go in and wait. Well, sit down and be comfortable, everybody.
Oh, I'm too nervous. I'd rather walk around.
Gee, Willikins, Jackie, it is sort of spooky here, even with the lights on.
I don't want to feel nervous, but I can't help thinking, suppose Blackbeard and Dirk should come now, before Uncle Jim gets back.
We've handled Dirk before, Betty. And we'll find a way to handle Blackbeard if we have to.
Say, Jack, just what does Uncle Jim have up his sleeve for tonight?
Uncle Jim wouldn't tell me, Billy. He said he'd explain his plan when we got here.
Well, he said he wanted to install something in this room.
Install something? Is it some kind of a trap for Blackbeard and Dirk?
We don't know, Betty. But I bet a million it'll be a surprise for Blackbeard and Dirk.
Listen, who's that?
Jack, you don't suppose it's...
No, Billy, it's just Uncle Jim. I recognize his footsteps.
Oh, hello. Three here already?
Oh, Uncle Jim, I'm so glad it's you.
Who did you think it was, Betty? Blackbeard?
I didn't know, but I'm glad it's you.
Don't worry, Betty. We won't be in this room when they come.
They ought to be here pretty soon. Gosh, what's that?
The telephone.
I wonder who could be calling here at this time of night.
I think I know who it is. Wait a second, I'll see. Hello? Oh, yes, Pete. Yes, go ahead. Oh, they did. How long ago? Well, where are you now? All right, Pete. Thanks a lot. We'll be waiting for them.
What did Pete want, Uncle Jim?
Pete's been acting as my lookout.
You mean he's been trailing Dirk and Blackbeard?
Not exactly. But just after dark, I told Pete to take a position near their cabin at the trailer camp, keep an eye on them, and call me here on the phone as soon as they left.
And Pete told you they had left?
Yes, about 3 minutes ago. Pete was calling from the gas station across the road. They left in their car.
Then they ought to be here any minute. Hadn't we better hurry?
Oh, we've got lots of time. They won't drive all the way in their car. They'll park at some distance from the laboratory.
But Uncle Jim, how are we going to handle them?
We aren't going to handle them, Billy, unless we have to. All I want to do is to find out what they're trying to steal.
My guess is that they want the chart Professor Loring sent you so their gang can locate the sunken yacht and recover the uranium.
That may be it, Jack, but then Dirk may be after something else. He may want the plans of our secret experiments in splitting the atom.
Oh, now I understand, Uncle Jim. If you learn he's after the chart, you'll know he's connected with this organized gang which knows about the sunken yacht and the uranium.
That's right, Jack. We must find out if he and Blackbeard are part of that organization. And there's one thing more. I want to find out if that same gang is interested in that mysterious token. The token which Professor Loring had smuggled out to me after he was captured by the Moros.
But how will you find out, Uncle Jim?
Look at my desk, Betty. It has three drawers. They're all locked, but Dirk will have a key. In one drawer, the secret plans are hidden. But they're faked, of course. In another drawer, they'll find that letter from the Philippines. Just the envelope with dummy paper inside.
And I'll bet in the third drawer, they'll find a small package with a Philippine stamp on it.
That's right, Jack. Something that looks as though it might contain the token.
But, Uncle Jim, if we aren't going to be in this room, how will you know what they're particularly interested in?
I'm making use of something we've developed in this laboratory, Betty. It's a small television finder, which we use to see what's going on in the cyclotron when it's not safe to be near it.
Say, that is something. Where is it, Uncle Jim?
Right over your head, Billy. Hidden in that light fixture. It's pointed right at the desk.
There, Billy. See it?
Say, that's clever. If you weren't looking for it, you'd never find it. Where'll we be, Uncle Jim?
We'll be way in the center of the hill, in the cyclotron chamber. That's where I've got the receiving screen. Say, look at the time. We'd better get in there now. Blackbeard and Dirk will be here soon.
Come on, Billy. We've got to go through that long rock tunnel to the cyclotron chamber.
Here, Betty, take this flashlight. I'll turn out this light.
Oh, it's so dark. There. It's better with the flashlight.
Here's the tunnel entrance, Betty. The door's open at this end. You go first with the light and we'll follow.
We haven't much time. They should be here in a minute or two.
I can't see any light under the big lead door to the cyclotron chamber, Uncle Jim.
No, there isn't any light. We want it dark in there, Billy. You can see the television picture better.
Now, give me a hand with this door, Billy. It's a two-man door.
Okay. There.
Close the door when you come in, Jack. I don't want them to suspect anything.
We'll close it tightly, Uncle Jim.
Betty, give me your light a minute.
Here you are.
There's the television screen over to the right. Stand close to it, and when the light in my office goes on, you'll see what's taking place.
Uncle Jim, there's a red light flashing over the screen.
Keep your voices low. That light means the main door to the laboratory is open. Blackbeard and Dirk are coming into the hallway.
Gosh, I feel shivers up and down my spine, Jack.
Oh, me too.
They ought to be near your office now, Uncle Jim.
They're probably opening my door with a skeleton key. Turn off your flashlight, Betty. The television screen's lit up. They turn on my lights.
Look, I can see your desk on the screen just as clearly.
Look there, Jack. That's Dirk, isn't it, going to the desk?
Now, that's Dirk, all right. And look, there's Blackbeard right behind him.
They'd be mighty surprised if they knew we were watching their every movement.
But Dirk isn't wasting any time, Uncle Jim. He's unlocking the top drawer now.
That's the drawer where the fake experiment plans are.
He's looking through the papers. He can't seem to find what he wants.
Well, that settled one thing. Dirk is not interested in my experiments.
He's opening another drawer now.
That's the drawer with the dummy package, Betty. Look, Jack. He's seen the little package. He's ripping it open.
Say, he is interested in that.
Gosh, Uncle Jim, this is some television screen. I can see every expression on Dirk's face. Look. Look how disgusted he is when he finds that the package is empty.
He is disgusted, isn't he, Billy? And that settled another point. Dirk is definitely interested in that token from Professor Loring.
He's going into the third drawer now, Jack.
That's the drawer with the envelope from the Philippines.
Look how fast he pulls out the papers.
Look, Billy, he sees that envelope. He's grabbed it up.
And he's showing it to Blackbeard.
But now he's opening it. Dirk, you've got a surprise waiting for you.
Look at his face now, Billy. He sees there's just blank paper in the envelope.
He's fit to be tied. He's so mad he's tearing up the envelope.
Well, Jack, we're finding out a lot tonight. We know that Dirk and Blackbeard were sent here to get that chart and that token.
No doubt about that, Uncle Jim. Say, what's Dirk doing now? He's still looking around the room.
The only thing left is a filing cabinet, Jack. I had all important papers removed from there today.
Dirk isn't missing any bits, Jack. He's going through the whole cabinet.
Hey, he's a fast worker. He's got most of the stuff on the floor already. Look, Billy, he's found something he's interested in.
That's strange. I thought I'd removed everything of interest to him.
It looks just like that same Philippine envelope, Uncle Jim.
Turn the television screen up brighter, Jack. Yes, that's what it is. It's an old letter from Professor Loring about the uranium deposits. We've got to get that letter from him, Jack.
Oh, look. Blackbeard is looking straight at us.
That means he's looking at the television finder, Betty.
He's discovered it, Uncle Jim. He's pointing it out to Dirk.
Jump in quick. It's Dirk is looking right at us, too.
Look, Billy. He's picking up an inkwell. He's throwing it at the television finder. Here it comes.
Oh, the screen's gone dark. What happened?
He's broken the finder. Betty, you stay here. Jack, you and Billy come with me. Quick. We've got to get that letter from Dirk before he reads it.
Help me open the door, Billy.
Okay.
Come on, Jack, on the run. I'll flash the light.
They're getting away, Uncle Jim. They're just leaving the main door.
We've got to get that letter, Jack. The door's stuck. Pull hard.
Oh, boy, it's dark out here. But I think there's Blackbeard running toward the road.
Never mind Blackbeard. It's Dirk we want.
He's disappeared.
He must be around somewhere. I'll go to the right of the hillside. Jack, you and Billy try the left.
Come on, Billy. There's a grove of trees over there. I'll bet he's in there.
It's dark as ink among these trees, Jack.
This is just the place he's hiding. You take a look over there, I'll go straight in.
Oh, Jack! Here he is, I got him!
Hold him, Billy! I'm coming!
He's getting away! Hurry, Jack!
Hang on, Billy!
No, he's got away! There he goes!
I've got him!
Oh, gosh, he got away again.
Let him go, Billy. I've got the letter.
You've got the letter? But
he still had it in his hand. Boy, he got away from here fast.
Let's go after him, Jack.
We don't want him. All we want is the letter, and we've got it. Come on, Billy. Let's find Uncle Jim.
Well, Blackbeard and Dirk did run into a surprise, didn't they? What'll they do next? Will they try again to get that chart before Uncle Jim and Jack and the others take off in the stratosphere plane for the West Coast? And say, what is that token that's on its way from the Philippines? Dirk certainly seems anxious to get it. Does it have anything to do with the lost uranium? Listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling adventure in Hudson, with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. You're in for a lot of pleasure tomorrow morning if you've got Wheaties on your breakfast lineup. I don't know of any dish that can hand out as much extra good flavor as those crisp, crunchy whole wheat flakes. Ask Mother to get 2 or 3 packages of Wheaties from the grocer right away, and then remind her to serve you a man-sized helping of them every morning.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Raise the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.